Peace. Big up, everybody. This is Bobby Simmons from the hip hop band Stetson Sonic. That's right. I said hip hop band Stetson Sonic. And I want y'all to know, you listening to Hip Hop Digest. Y'all know what that's about. It's about you getting a lot of food for thought about real hip hop. Cats that was in the dungeons for real. I'm talking about Vietnam dungeons. Dungeon hip hop. Running in the streets. That's where we was at. Don't play. Big shout out to my man MC Shan too. Hip Hop Digest is in the building, y'all. Building, y'all. Building, y'all. Building, y'all. Building, y'all. Building, y'all. Building, y'all.
The difficult part of love is being selfish enough. It's having the blind persistence to upset an existence just for your own sake. What cheek it must take. And then the unselfish side. How can you be satisfied putting someone else first so that you come off worst? My life is for me. As well, ignore gravity. Still, vicious or virtuous, love suits most of us. 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 Most of us.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G. Uh-oh. We got a blank spot.
We have a guest from our new home office in Los Angeles, California. Sir, tell them who you are and what you're doing.
It's Chris Lehman, one half of the Brothers Lehman. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. What's going on, y'all?
All right. All right. Now, welcome to the Digest. Or I should say, welcome back to the Digest.
Thank you, man. I always feel honored when y'all have me on, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt. We definitely appreciate you. No doubt. So we're going to treat you just like we treat any other guest. You at home, so don't ask us for no water. Just get in the cabinet and get it.
I know where the cups are.
All right. There you go. My man, Chris, your top three MCs currently. Or your personal list, your top three.
Currently, oh man, I'm an old head too. I go, at this point, I got to go with the 18th letter as number one.
All right. Rakim.
King Asiatic, number two.
All right.
Okay.
And go with Black Thought as three.
Mm. All right. So you got Rakim, Kane, and Black Thought. Oh, that's respectable.
That's good stuff. All right. No doubt. So I'm going to get right in. Before I get right in, I'm going to give a couple shout outs. I'm going to give a shout out to Rakim. No, I'm sorry. Fuck. You got me thinking Rakim. I'm going to give a shout out
to him anyway.
Yeah, anyway. I'm going to give a shout out to Raekwon, who has a new single out called This Is What It Came To. Right.
I heard that joint a couple days ago. My gosh.
Boy.
That shit is flavor.
See, somebody done got put a bug in his ear.
I hope the rest of the album sound like
that. Yes. So I want to give a shout out to him. So, and also, yo, I want to give a shout out to, I spent the week, I felt like I spent the week in Oxnard, California. Please stand up. That Oh No and Tri-State, my nigga. I love that.
so you loving that one, huh?
Oh, I love that joint. But you know what, though? I was thinking, yo, I'm a job be digging it, you know, Tri-State, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just, you know, I got all the new York gangsters on there. And your boy, Brother J from Black Thought.
Oh, that track is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Brother J comes in on that joint, too.
So
I say, he still got it.
So, yes, I'm going to give a shout out, yo. Oxnard, California, yo, you shining right now. Oh, no. You know, with your boy from Oxnard to, I can't forget his name. Damn near R&B of the year, cat.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Come on, Anderson Paak?
Yes. Thank you. My brain is totally stuck. So, yeah, Oxnard shining right now.
That's what's up.
That's what's good. So, anyway, first topic on Hip Hop Digest is Drake has made a decision to join the Fuck Donald Trump movement, sort of.
He said sort of?
Sort of. Drake isn't known for making political statements, but he was at the London tour stop and said, fuck that man. Now, to be honest, he never called Trump by name.
He was scared. He might get blocked from coming in the country.
I don't know. Yeah, but that was somebody said that. Somebody said, we'll watch his ass because Trump will yank that work visa. So is your man Drake, you know, trying to make a political statement. I do not like this guy, man.
Oh, shit.
I don't like this guy, man.
I couldn't tell.
Well, what's wrong, B? What did he do?
I mean, he's as phony as they come.
Fuck that man.
I mean, Me, he's just as phony as they come, man. I don't know what you guys think about that guy. I mean, I know a lot of guys have grudging leads. Oh, I'm gonna give Drake his and blah 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 blah. I don't like him. I don't like him because you got R&B niggas, The Weeknd.
His boys, his ex-boys.
His ex-boys, The Weeknd, saying, fuck that nigga. I done produced or wrote a lot of them hits. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, damn right. You know, you got, of course, all the ghostwriting allegations. Not even allegations anymore. Proof. You know what I mean? Look, you know, he's a wonderful guy, I guess, and he makes a lot of money. Congratulations. But as an MC, he's fraudulent. And as far as if I got anything to say about it, he don't deserve to be on Sprite cans with legends.
No, he's a pop artist.
Yeah.
He makes pop rap. He's an R&B artist who makes pop rap.
Right. And I don't understand why people don't. Well, not his fans. I know his fans going to ride for him. But I'm talking about just old heads who know about this game and know how cherished the coveted position of best MC really is. I mean, he's a pop artist, and I'll give him that. No question about that, you know? Cool, wonderful. But MC, to be on Sprite cans, you know, like you said, Rakim or anybody else who's involved in that campaign, no, sir.
Nah, he can't even hold Rakim Mike.
Right.
Shit, he can't even be in the same room.
When it comes to the MCing lane, he not in that lane.
Right.
And if he claims to be in that lane, I may be like, when? Like, a decade ago?
Right.
You know, when you was doing mixtapes, you know, maybe, but now, nah, man, you ain't caring about that. You got the women on your team. You ain't worried about MCing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was definitely on this show. I was holding water for the nigga for a little while, giving him props, saying I think he got skills, but now after all the evidence, the skills weren't really his. They were somebody else's. They were borrowed skills.
There you go.
It's funny. Wasn't he supposed to be ghostwriting for Wayne?
That's what they said.
That's what they say.
Right. And then they're like, oh, okay.
So somebody, he was ghostwriting for Wayne, but somebody was ghostwriting for him. So there was he was the middleman.
You mean the man standing next to the man?
To the man.
All right. All right. So yeah, I don't want to talk about that nigga too much. Let's move to the next topic.
Fuck that man.
Yeah. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. After 25 years, Main Source is getting a reissue of Breaking Atoms. Your boy Large Professor and his two DJ partners 25 years ago released what is only to be described as a seminal hip-hop record. I mean, it was one of those records that really was, I don't know how y'all niggas on the West Coast was talking about that shit, but on the East Coast, niggas was nuts because it was crazy. Breaking Atoms. Pharrell Ma, who wrote a foreword for the new edition, goes in very heavy, understands that Large Professor came from the school of the late Paul C.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't really, yeah, rest in peace. A lot of people don't really know about him. Of course, the famous Live at the Barbecue, when you heard a young Nas, Akinelli, you know, Joe Fatal, people like that situation. Kurt G, tell me about your experiences on the old Main Source, Breaking Atoms.
I just remember that I was so stuck off that Looking at the Front Door. The track and just the lyrics were so real. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because he was talking about that grown man on that. Real talk, yo, Friendly Game of Baseball should be played today.
Wow. Yes. Yeah,
you're talking about, you know, police brutality and everything, all the issues that go with that. That should be played today, you know, in regular rotation. So, you know, doubt about that. Mr. Lehman, were you into Breaking Atoms?
I wasn't. I got to say, Looking at the Front Door, when I first heard it, I was like, I don't know who this is or what this track is, but I was like, I need it.
Okay.
I mean, that's still one of my favorite. I don't know where to rank it in terms of my personal hip-hop songs, but man, that beat came on, I was stuck.
Yeah.
And I must have played it about 15, 20 times back to back. I was like, even when it comes on now, I'm like, leave me alone. Looking at the Front Door zone. Don't bother me. I'm in my zone right now.
That's what's up. And here's another fact that you probably don't realize this, that Large Professor said they recorded it mostly at Power Play Studios in Estonia, but they were all 19-year-olds at the time, just graduating high school. So that ought to let you know, every time somebody want to say something about some of these other mumble niggas is young and give Soulja Boy a little bit more time. He's only 21. The fuck out of here. Niggas, they uneducated morons.
Fuck that man.
I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there. You know, and I used to, and I like to give examples. It recorded that as 19-year-olds, okay? What is the offering we're getting from the teens now?
Nothing close to that.
You're getting the drugged out rap. Xannies, right, and whatever else they taking.
Okay, there you right. go. Well,
if you want it, you're going to have to look mighty hard.
Right, right. So, shout out to Nick Grant.
Shout out.
All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is why the Grammys embracing streaming is a victory for hip hop. I got this off of Dick Ride blog, who's saying the Grammys are finally going to give a Grammy to an album, probably Chance the Rapper, for an album that really never came out, meaning it wasn't pressed. There's no vinyl. There's no CD. It was only available during streaming. And streaming has gotten so big that they now going to have to give a Grammy for it. After all, rap is the only thing that dominates SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Audio Mac, you name it. Rap is the dominant median on those platforms, and it's about time we get a Grammy for such. Kurt G, you dabble in that area. Tell me about it.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess streams is it, B. That's it. Streaming services have taken over officially now.
Right. They're
going to give out a Grammy for niggas that's streaming?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I guess they're figuring that from now on, and it's still, this is more of a generational disconnect. People are great for songs. You know, Yachty and these guys are great because they were number one on SoundCloud previous to getting national attention. And so, you know, when we talk about an album who's getting a 25-year re-release, something like, again, The Main Source, or actually, you know what? I believe Ice Cube Death Certificate is probably, I believe, coming up on 25. It's either Death Certificate or America's Most. One of Ice Cube's coming up on 25 years. You're not going to get that. What you're going to get now for the pre-generations coming up is collections of songs. You're not going to be able to point to any album and say, well, this artist had a great album. And it's an idea why old heads tend to point to Pimp a Butterfly or Kendrick, because that's a great entire project. A lot of meat on the bone with that project. As young kids come along, you're not going to have that. So there's the generational disconnect, and as well as the fact that, damn, I'm not, as an old head, I mean, I could point to an album, but I'm not keeping up on any little nigga's SoundCloud page. Now that makes me an old head. I get it. That makes me out of the mindset, out of the frame in that situation. But is it good for hip hop?
The thing is, I'd rather him be in there as best, you know, album of the year, like that. I don't need, to me, for the Grammys, I don't need it like, oh, this one got the most, you know, best streaming album or best streaming song of the year. I'd rather, like you guys have argued in the past, I'd rather you make the categories for rap bigger. Give me a best traditional hip hop.
There you
album
go.
Category.
There you go.
You know,
right. And what?
Something like that.
There you go. You got the right to the point that I was trying to get to, is that generally you could say this is not really good because what they're trying to do is keep it smaller, not really recognizing the excellence. Because I remember when R&B got broke up, because what you got is R&B and Mary J. Blige, and it might have been getting Grammys, but then they gave R&B for best traditional R&B, so where the Patti LaBelle types can get Grammys.
Right, that urban contemporary.
Right, exactly. That's exactly, to me, the Grammys is bullshit because they're going to continue. Look, I'll be happy to hand Mumble Niggas SoundCloud the SoundCloud Grammy goes to. Fuck it. You had that shit. You know what I mean? But you're going to have a place for the traditional MCs, or else you're really not recognizing the art.
Right. They're not recognizing the whole thing. They're just recognizing what's popular right now.
So, that's what's up. So I don't know. I guess it'll be Chance the Rapper who will get some streamings. I'm sure the Aubrey fans will be like, well, he's got 50 billion streams. You know,
Aubrey's going to win all streaming awards.
He probably will this year.
That's unfortunate.
Fuck that man.
So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're going to announce two retirements, yo. This is on the R&B side, but, you know, fuck it, yo. Of note, because you can count on these retirements. Aretha Franklin announced that she will be retiring from touring and performing. She said she'll always want to be in the studio recording music, but as far as touring, the 77-year-old singer said, that's it, that's all. Bang, I'm finished. Along with veteran R&B jazz scat crooner, my paper got wet. Al Jarreau. Those two R&B icons have said they had enough of touring and we're out of there, and you can count on it.
Well, see, at least they specified that it just the touring part they retired from. They didn't just say they completely retired.
They
know what's up.
And these two people have 30-year-plus careers. I'm going to take bets, yo.
I'll put 40 plus,
you know. I'm putting bets on it, okay? Real talk. Anybody from Fetty Wap to 21 Savage to Yachty, I'm putting bets on it. They don't have 30-year careers.
I take that bet.
Are they going to have 10?
I'll take that bet.
They're not even going to have 5.
Yeah, I believe you.
So,
right.
You know, and it's funny because they'd be the ones that would be the first one that go, fuck you old heads and shit. But
niggas ain't spinning on cardboard no more. Y'all niggas got to get over it.
Right. They don't want it, according to all them young dudes.
That's funny.
According to this, you know, I don't want to be rapping when I'm 40. All right, well, get your time in and get the hell out.
Yeah, I hope you save all that money.
Right.
They won't.
Nah, hell no.
Not on them 720 deals.
Them niggas,
say what you can.
Them niggas is going to be complaining like shit when they get about 35, 40 talking about how they got robbed.
Right. So, all right. So that's what's good with them. Yo, I wish, I wish Irv was on the phone because his favorite man, Russell Simmons, explained why he sold Rush Card.
Uh-oh, yeah, that nigga be going off right now.
Yeah, it's your boy, as he likes to call him, Hustle Simmons, announced that Rush Card was being acquired by Green Dot for a reportedly $147 million.
Good money if you can get it.
Yeah.
Russell said, I reinforce my commitment to the company and its community-based endeavors. So that's your boy Russ. I guess you feel like he got some promises from Green Dot to continue the $5. If you open up the checking account with Green Dot Rush, you'll still get a $5 free $5. Russell said he believes the partnership, he'll be able to do a lot more for his consumers. The same reason why Def Jam sold, the same reason why Fat Farm sold. Hopefully the partners can make the company better. I'm sure Green Dot will do a good job for Rush Card, the same way Universal has done a good job at Def Jam.
That's what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
And that nigga still standing there. The lightning didn't strike him. You sure that lightning didn't hit his ass?
So what are you saying? Universal ain't do a good job at Def Jam?
No, sir.
Justin Bieber?
Not the Bieber.
Mariah Carey?
Christmas party?
Hey, I'm just saying, yo, can you imagine? I mean, Def Jam is just totally finished as a hip hop. It's always gonna be a hip hop icon label, no doubt, but the people they signing now, forget about it. You know,
it's all about the money.
And then your boy Rush, man, you gotta give him credit, man. He pocketed $147 million.
That's what it was about. Hey. It wasn't about caring a goddamn about no $5 shit. That nigga was saying, fuck that, $147. All right, y'all can do what y'all want with the company.
But, I mean, real talk, he sold it because, you know, those financial tracks, you know, people couldn't get their money. The checks was getting deposited and people couldn't pay their rent. Bills wasn't getting paid and the whole thing was all fucked up. And so Russ was like, let me get out.
Yep, got to pay off them debts.
Yeah, let me get out.
Leave with some money.
So, what's up, man? Russell's still hustling.
Oh, of course. Always.
That's in him. He can't stop.
Russ is still hustling. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is MC8 says the new album he's got coming out, produced by DJ Premier, called Which Way Is West.
I'm already putting that one on that. album of the week.
Okay.
I know that's where it's going.
All right. So anyway, MCA, he said this album is not for the freshman class. According to 8, he said this album is not for them, meaning mumble rap generation. This music is for the people who love Ice Cube. This people is for the music who love Dr. Dre classics. This people who love Nas, that type of era music. Not to say I've switched to some righteous intellect. I'm still 8. I'm still on that Compton's Most Wanted shit. But the music will not reflect the bullshit of today.
Mm. I appreciate that, my brother.
Man.
Honesty.
Yes.
And integrity.
I mean, he's coming right out. Nigga, we don't have Gucci Mane features on this shit. You know, and 8, you know, look, and I always said, you know, whether this project blows or sells is irrelevant. You wouldn't have made an extra dime putting them dumbass niggas on your album.
Nope. Go out doing it the way you want to do it.
Exactly.
That's what I always say about these niggas, that try to incorporate these young niggas into their shit and make that shit sound more trash than what it would have been if you just went with authentic beats and do the shit that you used to.
Locks.
Yeah. Do what you like doing. There's a lane for everybody. We all, everybody don't like the same food.
Right.
Right.
You know, you do you. If you want a young boy, be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. I want you to come try to do what I'm doing. Can you get in this lane?
Exactly.
I'm not bringing you on here and then I'm going to jump in your lane. Like, come over here, see if you can handle this.
Mm. Now that's
get on this premiere beat. What you think about this?
No, you can't. You can't fuck with that? Okay, well, then you can't be on here.
So.
Right.
Yo, shout out to MCA Premier. Yo, that is when I felt so great when I read that, and you know, he's staying by that shit. Yo, it's just like, this is, you know, I wish we could get Locks and a lot of other MCs, you know, Ray, who used to be doing a lot of that shit, you know.
Sounds like he's trying to come back in the fold.
Oh, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. So anyway, shout out to them. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to David Axelrod, not President Obama's former campaign manager, Axelrod, the composer, David Axelrod, who Biz Markie said made devotional and secular music that showed the existence of a divine force as well as anyone. He was easily the most brilliant composers of the last half century. And people probably like, who the fuck is David Axelrod? David Axelrod, of course, is one of those guys from the 70s who got sampled a lot.
A lot.
A lot. So beat diggers know who David Axelrod is. And what I want to talk about, David Axelrod, actually, David Axelrod got interviewed before he passed away. And he said, let me tell you something about sampling. The Dr. Dre album was the largest selling CD I've ever been a part of in my career. It sold like 13 million copies. The money was coming in from every direction. He said, Dre is so cool. If you look at the credits on that album, it says music by David Axelrod, which he thought was very cool. So, you know, Dre got him paid tremendously. And we're talking about the famous Dr. Dre record next episode. That was David Axelrod. And David Axelrod appreciated getting paid. It was actually an artist by the name of David McCollum. That was his record, but Axelrod wrote and produced everything on it. So, but that's beside the point. But now this comes into where I got to break out my old East Coast snobbery. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? While I pull out the Grey Poupon.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
So I remember I had a problem with the next episode because us on the East Coast, I had picked up a single by a group called Missing Link. And the name of the record is called MIA, stands for Missing in Action. There was a former Beatnut associate. Who was that? Al Tariq, right?
Yeah, Al Tariq.
Al Tariq had left the Beatnuts and formed his own group, okay, and put out a single, Missing in Action. This was in 1998, almost a full year before Dre's next episode. Now, this week we got our production style up here. We're going to play some clips for you. So, Kurt G, if you could play the Missing Link first. This is the Missing Link from MIA. It's not working?
No. You're going out of order.
I'm going out of order?
Yeah. You said Dre first, but we'll go with Missing Link first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just read the paper. See, I'm reading the paper. So play the Dre first. This is Dre, next episode.
All right.
Okay,
Dre. Everybody knows this one.
Yes.
It's the one and only Digo Double G.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm hopping with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
So everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That shit right there. I
know that's one of your favorite records, Mr. Lehman.
I enjoy it, but it is not.
Okay.
He said it's not.
All right.
That's Joy right there. That's Club Ready right there.
It is, no doubt. So the next one is, again, the aforementioned. This is a year before Dr. Dre in 98. Go ahead and play The Missing Link.
Drum for one of the ruggedest raw MCs to ever bless the mic device. Rhymes galore like Buster. You must have been sniffing that shit to think that you could fuck with me or any of the members of my clique for that matter.
So that's the former Beatnut associate going in.
Same sample.
I remember when the Dre shit came out, though, I was like, oh, it's over.
This nigga's biting.
I just sunk. I was like, oh, the Al Tariq is over. I mean, because, you know, Dre, the beat, it's sampled, it's real clean, it's real high value production. It was over.
He said, it's just no way that Al Tariq can shine no more.
No way, yeah. And I mean, you know, my East Coast snobbery, and I was out there, I was riding too. I was like, nah, nigga, Al Tariq and Missing Link had it first. Oh, niggas ain't gonna help. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck that shit. Dre took it over.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So,
fuck what you talking about.
Right. So that's what's up. So that was my East Coast snobbery. And I have a list of cuts that are my favorite. David Axelrod. Everybody can find these YouTube, I guess, if you feel like you want to. First is Beatnuts. Hit me with that. You know what that is, Kurgita. Hit me with that shit one time. That's David.
Yeah. I remember that joint.
Yeah, David Axelrod.
Right, that whole joint right there, that EP they put out, Joe, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, anyway, but that's David. The second on that list is Fat Joe, Bronx Keeps Creating It. Nigga, that shit's crazy. So shout out to that if you want to go out and Google that. Fat Joe, Bronx Keeps Creating It. Obviously, The Missing Link is on that list. And last on that list is Inspect the Deck, Elevation.
Wow.
Those four records are David Axelrod samples to me are some of the best ones, and it's crazy. So, you know, shout out to that. So, in this part of the show, we're going to play, it's really kind of the next topic, we're going to play Who Sampled Who. So, everybody's familiar with that website. You can go on and click on your favorite rap record and see where they got the samples from. We're going to play that game on the Hip Hop Digest. And these are really famous Who Sampled Who's. It's not even a guesswork here on how it gets down. The first example is going to be Madonna, Justify My Love, stealing from Public Enemy, Security of the First World. Go ahead and run to Madonna.
I want to kiss you.
I'm going to kiss you in Paris.
Yeah, B, we just jumped the shark, my nigga.
Did we?
We put Madonna on the Hip Hop Digest.
It's just an example. Chris, what do you think about it? What do you think about Madonna?
I mean, at this point, she's trying to hang on and get with any, you know, she's trying to have that Aretha Franklin 40-plus year career. I mean, that song, I didn't mind. I actually enjoyed that song, but she ain't putting out nothing that's popping. She just...
That's real. All right, Nick.
Just love seeing her. Now, she don't need to do no Prince ever again.
Oh, my God. No,
oh, my goodness.
That was horrendous. So
that was like a low spot in her damn career.
So, anyway, go ahead and run the Public Enemy. Security of the First World off It Takes a Nation to Make. Same exact beat, Public Enemy. I'm pretty sure that the Bomb Squad got paid.
I would hope so. Hank Shockley got a little paper.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but that's considering those are the best example of pop stealing, really traditional hip hop, you know, on a level of theft that is biting and is unprecedented. But I think we have a bigger example. There's all kinds of examples, but one of the most egregious was Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, stealing the Beatnuts, Watch Out Now.
Oh, that was egregious.
It is egregious, and it's egregious for this reason. Because your boy from the Beatnuts, it wasn't,
Psycho Les?
Psycho Les from the Beatnuts was on a podcast, and they was like, yo, son, you get paid off that jail. He was like, nah.
What?
And it's exactly what the audience said. The audience was like, nah. What? You didn't get paid? He was like, let me tell you the story. He said, I ain't even going front, yo. He was like, real talk, the sample wasn't even cleared. Okay, they, you know, really, we was kind of underground enough. We didn't really clear the sample. We had the same lawyer as J-Lo.
Wow.
And he said the lawyer was on some snake shit. Said he knew the sample wasn't clear. Ran the whole beat over to J-Lo's camp. They promptly cleared the sample, bit the beat, the whole shit. We didn't see one dime.
Damn.
Same lawyer.
Same lawyer.
Oh, yeah. She took the whole damn beat.
She took the whole shit.
Yeah, that nigga ain't had no hitman sitting outside his fucking door.
Hey, man, you know, your boy was like, you know what? He said, be honest, we couldn't afford to fight them big battles like that. We had to let it go.
God.
We had to let it go. So, G, go ahead and run that Jenny from the Block. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. There you go.
God damn.
And while you're at it, just go right into the Beatnuts. Here it is. Egregious, shark, as your boy said.
We jumped the poodle on the same show.
All right.
Yeah. Get money, get money. Get money, get money. Get money, get
money. Get money, get money. Got to act so hard. Yeah, that beat knock hard, B.
Because I was like, this bitch, what the hell?
Yeah, that's the epitome of ugly face hip hop right there. You can't help but just be like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's the traditional head nod. And the thing about it, yo, there were some remixes of that J-Lo out, right? And there was one particular remix that had the locks on it. And the locks know the Beatnuts was hitting in the streets like that, yo. But they didn't care. They like, fuck it, yo, we getting this money. You know what I mean? Fuck the Beatnuts, yo. I mean, Psycho Les wants some money, and maybe he can come see me or something. It's just, yo, egregious, yo. I just put that out there to say that again, yo. Really, it's not. Sometimes it's not all about beating up on these young guys, yo. Just snake shit in the industry is just ridiculous, yo. I mean, I understand, you know. And the locks who have been a part of that snake shit, they were talking about they want to kill niggas and shit.
Hell yeah, them niggas was like they want to drop refrigerator on Puff's head.
Yo, it was crazy.
Off the top floor and shit.
So, you know, that was really egregious. Now, your boy Dr. Dre's getting beat up a lot on this here because Kerr G was... This is the advanced sampling class.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. This is advanced. I don't even know if who sampled who's got this one.
Yeah, this is advanced sampling class. We got a Game 50 Cent. What's the name of that joint? How We Do?
How We Do. This is How We Do.
Right. Sample.
Everybody knows that one.
Everybody knows that one.
But I don't know if he sampled it, but he damn sure bit the fuck out of this next record.
Yeah, he really did bite it. The record is Spider D, Smurfy's Dance. Now, that's an old
joint from 82.
From 82, Vaughn Mason, Baltimore Stand Up is playing the bass line on that and everything, yo. It's an old East Coast rap record.
But I know Dre heard that joint.
Dre knows what Smurfy Dance is.
And I know that's probably where he got it from, but he wouldn't admit it.
No, he would never admit it.
Of course not.
Because he ain't trying to pay them niggas.
Right. So go ahead and run the 50 Cent, and or I should say Game and 50. Go ahead and run that. So there it is. Now remember, this is advanced sampling class. Now don't pay attention to the melody.
The melody, no. Just the beat.
Just the beat.
Bit the hell out of this beat.
So go ahead and play the Smurfies dance.
Just slow it down in your head a little bit.
So there you go.
Oh yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear it.
There you go.
He took that joint.
You know, and Dre's a smart guy. I mean, you know, and it lets you know that Dre does a certain amount of beat digging, because you got to know, you got to be a real nigga to know what's up with the Smurfy dance. So
he got a beat digging history.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
he does. You know, it's funny because, you know, Dre, a lot of people, Dre and all the excellent guys, you know what? They all come from beat digging. They all come from behind the turntables and an immense record collection. So, you know, you might think Dre, don't let him fool you, that he's strictly about them headphones and all that other shit.
Don't let him fool you.
No, sir. Dre done dug with the best of them.
Yeah. And he got some good in-house producers as well.
Of course.
Oh,
well,
yeah. What happened to Mailman and them?
Well, I mean, come on, son. And speaking of, we will talk about Dre that sort of kind of cap it up and finish out the show. Stat Quo talks about the moment he told Dr. Dre Compton was whack.
Wow.
Mm.
And also said the time he pissed off Eminem. So we know that Dr. Dre has a very serious history of a lot of shelved artists on his label. Stat Quo was one of the ones I always wanted to hear, his album Statlanta with the original Dr. Dre beats. I know it would have been crazy.
Whatever.
I still have the original Green Lantern mixtape where clearly Dr. Dre, a drunk Dr. Dre, is enamored with Stat Quo. You know, when he's doing that financial planner flow shit. You remember that shit,
Gene? Yeah, I remember that joint. Oh, that shit was crazy.
Was nuts. But he goes on to say that a lot of people want to blame Dre for his album never coming out on Shady Aftermath, but he places the blame squarely on himself. That's a Stat Quo saying it's my fault. He would say the album would have came out, but I fucked up. He goes on and tells a story about a record called Dance on It, where Eminem wrote the chorus. And Stat Quo was like, the person I am, I just can't do what they tell me to do. He told Eminem, okay, I'll do the song if you say the hook. Eminem was like, nah, nigga, you gonna say the hook. Him and Stat Quo, they got into an argument where Stat Quo ended up saying, you know, that shit's whack anyway. I ain't doing it. So, you know, Stat Quo, you know, self-deprecating, was like, yo, I must have been an idiot, yo. This guy has sold more rap records than anybody ever. Why am I arguing about, you know, that type of shit? So, you know, he said he loved Dre to death, and he's like, he's being honest. He said he thought Compton was whack. He said all that, you know, and that goes back to guys even like Bishop Lamont. He was the man.
Bishop Lamont was sick.
Bishop Lamont's still sick, but yeah. Damn, boy, once you get on Dre's bad side, that's it for your ass.
Once he criticized Cracker Bottle.
That Cracker Bottle was whacked, okay. I don't give a fuck what they talk about. Bishop Lamont was right. That Cracker Bottle shit was whacked.
In real talk, let's just be honest with you, yo. You know, Stat Quo has an opinion that, you know, it's not like Shady Aftermath got a lot of niggas who blew. He was like 50 blew, but 50 Buzz was already big on his own. It wasn't after he came to Shady that the buzz was there. He was like, you know,
there was a bidding war for that nigga, so they outbid everybody else.
Right. So, I mean, Stat Quo's got a point there. I mean, you got a lot of shelf artists on Dre's label, and Shady doesn't have a history of you think that D12 shit was selling? I mean, I think they sold records, but the shit wasn't that good.
I wasn't blowing artists like on a 50
No. It was selling off of the strength of Eminem, though.
Right.
He was on it all on a lot of their stuff.
So Stat Quo said, it ain't my fault.
Well, no, Stat is taking his own responsibility. He said, my album didn't come out. It was because of me. But he was like, yo, he had to stand on what he believed in.
And we would speak that. I know y'all had that debate about a while ago about, you know, people writing your stuff. And he didn't feel comfortable rhyming somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
I respect his integrity, but like I said, that he was an idiot.
Right.
That integrity got him shelved.
Yeah. So, You know, shout out to all the lost souls on Shady Aftermath, or, you know, or whatever Dre's calling his label these days. Wow, it's big, you know. That's what's up. There's a lot of them, so.
Oh, yeah, Dre's so picky, though. You see, he loves some shit today, and tomorrow he's like, I can't fuck with that.
I guess. I don't know. Real talk, I mean, I thought I liked Compton, but I didn't love it.
I didn't think Compton was whack, though. I think he was wrong on that one.
I liked it, but I didn't love it. I mean,
yeah, I liked it. You know, it wasn't on par of his previous two albums.
No, see, and that's the thing. You know, when you get a high bar of his previous two albums, he's probably got stuff in his vault that's probably better than his last two albums. But because the music climate has changed so much, you know, he's not going to put it out.
Yeah, some stuff just, you know, it's in the vault for a reason.
It's outdated, I guess.
Right. I mean, literally, I can't think of anybody in hip hop who's probably has a vault, you know, that's like, I'm going to say at least in pop and circumstance equal to Prince. I mean, everybody's geeking to find out what Prince got in his vault. You know, that same fervor would be around for Dre.
Yeah. He's got some shit in there that's probably is crazy. But like I said, he feels like it's outdated. Like, ain't nobody going to be checking for that shit.
So, yeah, no doubt. So, shout out to Dre, yo. We didn't mean to slap you up on the show a little bit, but you just happened to be your time. So, before we get out, we're going to do the Versus series. Last week, we had, what did we have last week, G? Where's my paper? Here we go. Last week, we had Tyrone Brunson, the Smurf, up against Man Parish Hip Hop Bebop. Kurt G, what did you pick?
Hip Hop Bebop.
I picked Hip Hop Bebop. I think our man Old School on Twitter, I think he picked the Smurf.
I like the Smurf. I'm not. I like the Smurf a lot.
Okay. Mr. Lehman, you familiar with any of those records?
I am not. I did not get a chance to do my homework.
Okay, that's real. That's what's up. I was just curious. So this week's Versus series, I guess Man Parish will have won that battle.
Yes.
This week. So next week's Versus series is two Old School scratch records. It is Molly Maul featuring MC Shan, the Molly Scratch.
Molly Maul.
Versus Word of Mouth, King Cut.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's going to be two old school scratch records from the early 80s, mid-80s, that type of thing. So that's the homework for this week. Kurt G, you got anything left over? Oh, I know we do. Before we forget about it, it's Kurt G's albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Substantial, The Past Is Always Present in the Future.
Oh, Substantial.
Yes, PG County. Substantial, The Past Is Always Present in the Future. And we got Crips the Cook, Legal Material. That's Crips the Cook, Legal Material. And the instrumental joint is Joe Corfield, Transient Sounds 2. That's Joe Corfield, Transient Sounds 2.
All right. So we'd like to thank our guest from our new home office in Los Angeles, California.
Coming live from the Great Western Forum.
Anybody, anything you want to push or, you know, let everybody in the Digest family know what's good?
Give y'all love for checking me out. For having me on the show, you can find me at blackisonline.com. For those of you who do go to the hiphopdigestshow.com, there is a link. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know, we're going to represent for you.
Yes, sir.
I was telling these fellas here we had some computer issues. Hopefully, it should be resolved in a week. And the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour will be back talking our sports talk that we do so well. And, you know, shout out to you guys as well, man. I love, you know, what y'all do. Like I said, y'all are my favorite podcast out there. I go back. I love y'all end of the year shows because I do go through all the albums and listen to them. You mentioned the brother Nick Grant.
Yes, sir.
I hope he gets some serious love because I listened to the one that one you had on your list.
88.
Yes, as well as the album he dropped. Brother got some serious talent.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes, sir. Actually, he's next week's album of the week.
Yes, he does. And like we said on previous shows, I mean, man, I'm telling you, the pressure for him to be on trap beats is going to be crazy.
Coming from the South.
Right. He sticks to what he does. It's different. And, you know, I'm all about do what you want to do. You, the artist, make what you want to make.
Yes. I mean,
word is art. So
yes.
You know, make art that you feel. Don't conform for the check, because all these niggas ain't going to be around in about 3 years.
Right. Oh, we cheering for him over here on the Digest, no doubt. So that's what's up. All right, if Kerji, you ain't got nothing, then I guess we will see you next week. Peace.
One.
Ain't nothing stopping the brother from making this music.
Kev Brown
with the Bronx, New York. See if you can stop the movement.
Kev Brown, yo.
Yeah. Think it's a game, right? Let me get the chance to shine so your fame bright. I took a little time to write. Diamond D, triple OG. I learned from what he showed me. Do it how it's supposed to be, low B. My peeps from Cali back to East know the steez. Dudes ain't rapping no more. How the dude that did the beats rap more cracking than yours, And get it cracking on tours up with us. It might just open up some doors for ya. Real talk, I see the whole strategy. Breeze by these dudes with no gravity. Two ahead of them, leaving all the rest second place to grab. Some of the greatest hate to brag. Let the music talk. Land over Palmer Park, mixed up with the Bronx, New York.
Seen a humble, fumble, trip and stumble. Seen made men break codes, flip and tumble. Seen fake thugs turn bitch, dip and mumble. Seen one hit wonders make a grip then crumble. Seen it all through the wire cells. I paint pictures for the masses, that's why it sells. Brought along Kev Breezy, that's why it gels. Got the angelic flow, but it's fly as hell. And I'm fly as hell. Coordinated, ain't a bummy thread on me. Nah, I bang out ill beats, keep bread on me. Keep the lead on me for those who tread on me. All the haters and parasites who fed on me. Look, all you get is a few words real quick. All you with is a few nerds, real spit. We on some real shit. You on some Wayne Brady, let's make a deal shit. I'll eat your meal quick and watch your pill quick.
South shit that bring them fucking hoes out. Some people stay with their hands out. Take a look around, yo, you all by yourself now. That's why I kick it with myself now. Staying out my head before I bring my own self down. It's safe to say a nigga's top shelf now. No mercy for the weak, the type of shit is not felt round. That type of shit is just not felt round. I'm busy making moves, busy working on a new sound. Yeah. Niggas know about the truth now. Turning all these booths out, impossible to turn down. Yeah. I gotta make the right turns now. Just please don't turn down. My music's so profound. Don't fuck around, get choked out. Try and play my folks out. That shit I gotta hold down. Yo, with some shit I gotta hold down. Turning down hoes now. Killing every show now. Illin' with the vocals. Word to my vocab. Women gon' scream name. Fellas gon' tilt hat. I just won't look. And be like, man, I did that.
cause I did that. Remember all them times me and my niggas would just kick raps. Yeah, then kick back and talking shit to us. Might just fuck around, get your shit smacked. Yo, I been rolling up, talking back to back, and I've been smacked. These niggas giving up, they ain't happening in them, they been slack. Heat up in my chamber, I'm reminiscing on old tracks. Yo, this be that shit that you don't know about. The dirty down south shit that bring them fucking hoes out. Some people stay with their hands out. Take a look around, yo, you all by yourself now. This be that shit that you don't know about. That dirty down south shit that bring them fucking hoes out. Some people stay with their hands out. Take a look around, yo, you all by yourself now. Know about bring them fucking hoes out. Some people stay with their hands out. All by yourself now.
Get the fuck up out the spot, nigga.
Burn that nigga feet up.
Stick it in, man. Fuck this nigga doing, B. Back there getting washed up by things. You wild ass. This motherfucking giraffe ass nigga out here, man. Sheepskin socks ass nigga right here. What the hell is going on, man? Light that nigga feet up, son. Come on,
yo. I done blacked out. No man is safe. Your crew is cornered. Why did you think you could step over me? I'm too enormous. Plus, I heard you an informant. Call Bruce, tell him roll out the plastic. I'm about to catch a body on this. No threat, Hasa, I don't make those. Soak my bullets in cyanide. So when they touch you, that's a case closed. Dime pieces, I bag them, follow this pimp scroll. Hoes, I don't chase those. Too much drama with them. That alone, I don't have time for. I'm raw, fuck a bitch feelings. I'm on some old Goldie shit chilling. Businessman, baby, stay producing them dollar signs. Line for line, I'm dope. Don't mix me with quinine. When a spike hit them, they flatline. Period. One word to describe my grind. Son, I'm serious. Shank doctor with choppers. Raining on your militants. Guns drawn. Blowing out your back. Ain't concealing shit. This what it comes to. Wildin' like the Western down in this concrete jungle. Homie, hope you got your vests on. And your weapon is oil and don't jam. But if it do, lead you through when it's time for that warfare. This what it comes to. Wildin' like the Western down in this concrete jungle. Homie, hope you got your vests on. And your weapon is oil and don't jam. But if it do, lead you through when it's time for that warfare. I'm nice, targets get hit whenever I squeeze. Dawn status, get my dick sucked whenever I please. Above the law, brick, beat cases, don't cop please. I buy my cars, but y'all niggas whips be leaves. I'm a wolf off the loose, somebody find this leash. I'm a star, you a starburst, sweeter than fruit. No kind of background, claim killer, then who did you shoot? Must have imagined that, with your far-fetched raps. Shit is real over here, say we blast on Satan. Take trips in and out of the country, turn dark clouds to sunny. I'm living good, my paper got me comfy. You in the hood talking about you want a war with me. I get your project shot down while your landlord sleep. Now you in too deep, no turning back from your actions. You a killer, then show me. If not, then meet my savages, the general. I have my goons tear up your establishment. This what it comes to. Wildin' like the Western down in this concrete jungle. Homie, hope you got your vests on. And your weapon is oil and don't jam. But if it do, lead you through when it's time for that warfare. This what it comes to. Wildin' like the Western down in this concrete jungle. Homie, hope you got your vests on. And your weapon is oil and don't jam. But if it do, lead you through when it's time for that warfare.
In my veins, from the thugs to the lanes, all love the same. It's the rhythm of the city, the borough's rhythm is living. Given it's a little busy, but really what city isn't? Skilled fillies and pissy buildings until we chillin'. You blinkin', you instantly missing a million city minutes. Graffiti the back screen for the needy, obedient crack fiend. Why the skeevy and YPD badge gleaming? My cousin laughs screaming. We passing mad trees in the crib, kick stories around about the last evening. And it's a task breathing. We got the smoke stacks, Queensboro baby, the world knows that.
I'm representing what ain't Queens on the map. It's a
see. Life is complex, little imbeciles creep long and they increase sense. You losing the control when you locked in cement. Lunatics and just citizens just to get a rep. Laughing cold blood, climb ladders in the crib. Loving illegal cash, put a dagger in your ribs. Looking innocent can label individuals cake. So you learn intuitively, create your own fate. And it's not just my hood side, the story of Woodside. Elmhurst to Sunnyside, all got they money ride. Back to Southside, flushing one block. Jackson Heights, Corona out to Far Rock. It's the N train, 7 train, whatever the train. You ever taken a plane and you know my mind frame. Mets hat back till my beard fades to gray. I live on 21st Street, son, we paved the way.
I'm representing what it means, what it means on the map. Some baggy jeans on the map. I'm representing what it means on the map. Some baggy jeans on the map. I'm representing what it means, what it means on the map. Some baggy jeans on the map.
Until now.
I'm representing what it means on the map. Some baggy jeans on the map.
Take a walk while the sun is going down. The midnight blue will creep down on the town. The windows of the skyscraper speckled the sky. It's 6 o'clock, the last bird just flew by. I'm out of the traffic of the weekend rush. I worked hard all week during the dust. The night air flare, plus a beer. I'll calm the atmosphere to think clear. I'm waiting for Miss Midnight to come through. Picks her brother up when he feeling blue. She had me waking every weekend by the phone booth. Same train station at track 22. She might have got caught up in the New York bustle. Well, I'm out for the Elm City, I gotta hustle. The train pulled off, but the brain is lost. Another weekend I'll be missing the touch. So soft, my dear, I hate going home to cold sheets. Where's Miss Blue, what avenue and what streets? The buildings of another city see my frowns. The buildings that was looking at the Friday morning smell. In the day, yo, the night seemed deaf. My day be going right, but the night go left. If I control the sun, it wouldn't shine, you know. I'll keep it under the ground so she wouldn't have to go. I can't reverse the hands on the clock, so what else I'm gonna do? I'm waiting for the night blue. I'm waiting for the sun to fall, that's all. Pleasure be getting Jimmy hard like the war. Never was I really good looking enough. But midnight digging intellectual stuff. Conversations of constellations and expectations of the stars so deep. Beyond my belief, I read the zodiacs, check out love facts. Rich rolls around my neck for the sex monk blacks. I could tell you how she relate to midnight. Sweet dark skin and she born by dawn. Honey must never wanna see me yawn. After I stroke long to the early morn. I'm standing on this bridge yelling midnight blue. And people staring at me like I live in the zoo.
Mister, what'd you do? Lose a marble or two? It's freezing, and who the hell is Midnight Blue?
I couldn't explain to the lamest of the lame. The text is complex, then I barely know the game. But to you, Midnight Blue is just a color. The wind upon my lips is like a kiss without a hugger. Anyway, sucker, mind your business. Can a man Jones alone, yo, what is this? Sugar, only you make me do the weird things that I do. I'm bugging, waiting for Midnight Blue. To lay awake astray and missing the point. Slick by a trick to exploit my joint. Lingering lingerie and make the day great. Cause midnight don't leave much time to play. I must be out of my skull for her to have so much pull. Gas on the tank so full, full of pull. But she let a bull break her back and she said I was good. But she was acting, word up. I know she was, she should get an Oscar. Now I won't go sick and wreck her posture. But she shouldn't dig in the brother so deep. Without a clue on the next time we supposed to meet. I know she know about what went down. But ain't no need to spread the news and blues around town. Cause I'ma let it go and let it blow in the wind. I guarantee you she will never see my face again. Honey, it's too bad you missed out. Now what do ladies be complaining about? That it ain't no brothers out there to stay true. But I was here waiting for Midnight Blue.